Hey, how's it going?
Doing well. Not as good as you, the champ. Congratulations. Let me be the 400,000th person to say congrats on making it to the top of the mountain.
Thank you, thank you.
Now, I'm actually a little surprised you're doing this, because I could have swore MVP was the official spokesperson of the Hurt Business.
MVP is definitely the mouthpiece of the Hurt Business overall, but we all take our time to let our voices be heard.
Well, this was part of the story, even this past Monday on Raw, to quote Drew McIntyre, wanting to let the big man speak. Is this something you're pursuing more of to round out your game, or do you prefer still to do your talking bell to bell, kicking ass?
Well, I mean, originally, from my background, from military background, from wrestling background, it's always been shut up and train and shut up and fight. You know, so that's always going to be bred in me. But I don't mind going out there and talking a little bit. As a champion, you got to be a little bit more versatile. So that's some of the things that I've been doing since I've come back. You know, I'm doing a little bit more acting, doing a little bit more coaching and different things like that, so we can be a little bit more engaging with the crowd. But ultimately, all my talking will be in the ring when the bell rings.
During your hiatus and your foray into mixed martial arts, which was quite successful, is that something you might have flexed the muscle on and learned a bit from? Because trash talking sells fights.
Actually, when I went to MMA, it was kind of the other way around. That was the last thing that I wanted to do. Because in MMA, sometimes, you know, the fans that don't like professional wrestling as much, they're like, well, we don't want you coming in here trying to cut some WWE promo, because a lot of the fighters are trying to do it right now to get themselves over. So I stayed really humble when I was fighting. I went to a lot of good camps to train with some of the best fighters in the world. And I just wanted to be, I wanted them to take me as a fighter that used to professional wrestling, not as a professional wrestler that's trying out fighting.
But now you are at the top of the mountain, as we said, the WWE champion. Does this success either limit, close the door on a return to MMA someday, or does it actually make it more plausible because all doors are open to the champ?
I think all doors are open to the champ. I'm ready to fight. You know, I've talked to the guys with bare knuckle fighting, and I wanted to do something with them. I love competition. I love to fight. I love to professional wrestle. I was going to take a stint there in boxing for a little while. Right now, I'm in a really good place. I mean, I love WWE, and I love everything that's going on right now. I love the Hurt Business. I mean, this is probably one of my funnest times in my professional wrestling career, so I'm not in any rush to move away from it. But, I mean, if there was ever an opportunity to fight, big fight came up, I'm completely ready for it.
Let's talk about the Hurt Business and your sense of competition. The whole WWE and entertainment world has been in competition with this pandemic, but you're one of the rare success stories. You flourished during COVID without a live audience. The Hurt Business have taken over Raw. What do you credit being able to take over and capitalize during these crazy times?
I think it was just consistency. When I when the pandemic happened, you know, a lot of things got shut down. You know, unfortunately, some people could not make it to the show. I was flying every week. I never stopped flying. Never took a break. And I think some of that saw, everybody knew what I was capable of doing. Now you look at it as, man, Bobby can almost do anything. And then look at this guy's dedication also. Normally we have live events. We have three live events before TV. So now we have all this time off. I was doing everything that I can to get better, stay ready. You know, I'm taking acting classes. I'm doing extra strength conditioning. I'm taking care of my body a lot more, getting my meals down. I'm dialed in right now.
Well, the ultimate symbol of excelling during these times is wearing the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. But were there any personal struggles during COVID? There's been a lot of talk about mental health. Did the champ's mental health take a hit? Was there anything that you were up against because of the pandemic like everyone else?
No, and I don't want to be insensitive on this, because I'm one of these people that, because I always try to think positive. And the one thing that I could say during the pandemic, I spent a lot of time with my kids. They didn't get to go to school, so I was at home with them more often. Outside of that, I mean, mental health, I really didn't have any problems with that. The only thing that I wish I could have done is vacationed a little bit more. Really didn't knock me off at all.
Becoming WWE World Heavyweight Champion makes you the latest in a very short list of black world champions. Can you speak to how much that means to you and shed light on how cognizant you are of representing the community?
I think right now it's a big deal. And I think it's a big deal just because, one, my son's watching. My son's 12. I know, of course, we want to be a good example for everyone, but my son's one that's directly related to me, and he sees the work that I put in. And I just wanted to know that, you know, the work that you put in, the results come. He sees that I get up at 5 in the morning. Hell, I got a treadmill in my dining room. It's good to be a positive example for my son. When you watch TV, everybody wants to have somebody that they can emulate or somebody that they can relate to. And me being an African-American black champion, I think it kind of opens up doors and lets some of the kids that are like me look at me and say, wow, I can do it too. You know, the hard work you can put in, anybody can get it. Anyone can get it.
What did your kids say when you became the champ? What was their reaction?
I tried to keep it from them at first. Since Rob's on Monday nights, his mom usually has him stay up for a little bit, but he has to get some rest for school and everything like that. So he didn't get to see it the night. So when I came home on Tuesday, I was able to pick him up from school, and he didn't even know I had the match. And then I pulled the title out, and he was just like, oh, my God. he was awesome.
I thought I was a cool dad being on the radio. You get to pull up to school with the WWE Championship belt. Can't compete with that.
That's a hard one. That's a hard one.
You've got Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania, seeing the return of live fans, Raymond James Stadium. But first, we got to get to WWE Fastlane on pay-per-view on the WWE Network and the new Peacock streaming service. What are you going to be up to this Sunday?
This Sunday? I don't know. I can say this. After winning that title, this title has been a huge deal for me. I just never want to get rid of it. I never want this thing to go. So I can tell you one thing. If I have an opportunity to get my hands on Drew beforehand, Drew's going to come to WrestleMania as a broken man, and then I'm going to finish him off. He had a great run all last year, but, man, it's my time. It's all Almighty Error. I'm going to kick his ass.
Well, you'll get what's left at WrestleMania two nights, April 10th and 11th, and the return of fans is such a big thing. Yes, you excelled during the Thunderdome virtual fan experience era, but how great is it going to be to have live fans back there?
Oh, it's going to be amazing. We feed off the fans, man. You know that. And the more the fans give us, the more we give them. I can't wait. I can't wait to have the fans come and start. I want to see how they take to the Hurt Business, because we've been getting a lot of positive feedback on social media and everything like that. And we just want that time when we can come in front of the fans the first time and say, we are the Hurt Business.
One last question before we let you go, and that is not to look past WrestleMania, but you said you're up for big fights anytime, any place. You might even get back into the MMA game. There's been a lot of scuttlebutt, rumor, and innuendo about you and Brock Lesnar. Is that something you're pursuing in Vince's ear about, or is that just something that's just on the fantasy paper sheet?
I have no clue at all. All I can say is what I'm ready for. And I come to work. I don't try to ask for anything special. I just come out there and I do my job. I've been asked a lot about Brock, and I told him, you know, I am ready. If Brock wants to come, we can go. But I don't know where Brock is. I don't know what Brock's doing. I don't know what Brock's plans are. I think that's a better question to ask for, like, a Paul Heyman, or if somebody can find Brock. But the matchup's there, and everybody wants it. So if he ever comes back, shoot, I'm ready.
Any final comment or message to your Canadian fans specifically?
Ah, man. Canadian fans, I mean, it's only a matter of time before we can all get back out there and just have the live shows and then put on some great matches for everybody. I'm excited. I can't wait. It's only a matter of time, but we're ready. And WrestleMania is right around the corner. We're going to put on a great show there. And then afterwards, hopefully we'll get back on touring.
The WWE World Heavyweight Champion, the almighty Bobby Lashley. It's been an almighty honor to have you a part of Max Mornings.
Thank you, man.